for El Pieta Argenziano. Thank you for being the world's best friend. And for making me your plus one for the Eras Tour. 81 days till Taylor Swift's Eras Tour comes to Indianapolis. 1. Would've, could've, should've. Taylor Bennett was pretty sure today was going to be the worst day of her life. How could it not be? It was her first day at Harrison Middle School, and she didn't know a single person in her homeroom class. Not one. "I can do this, right?" she asked the woman in the picture taped to her bedroom mirror. "Go to middle school and sit in class with kids I don't know and make friends? What's so hard about that?" She paused for a moment, letting that thought sink in as she slipped several colorful friendship bracelets onto her right wrist. Then she thought about how hard it was to make friends in her class last year, and her heart started to beat like a drum. "Nope, I can't do this. I lied. I want to be homeschooled."
"Taffy, you're going to be late. Let's go!"
her mom yelled up the stairs. Her mom had good lungs. Taffy could hear her from anywhere in the house, even when she was wearing earbuds. "Coming!" Taffy yelled back. Taffy was Taylor's nickname. Everyone in her family had been calling her Taffy since her brother, Charlie, learned that was what Taylor Swift's brother, Austin, called his sister. Taffy came from a family of Swifties. Her parents had named her Taylor after the singer, and her dad had picked her middle name, Elizabeth, for Elizabeth Bennet, a character from Pride and Prejudice, one of her dad's favorite books. Was it her genes coupled with her namesakes that had led Taffy to being both a Swiftie and an avid reader? Maybe. Taffy liked to think that, like her parents, she had good taste. She was also secretly hopeful some of Taylor's confidence would eventually rub off on her. Taffy hated how shy she was, but she couldn't help it. Her worst fear was small talk, so making friends had always been difficult. And from the way Charlie explained it, middle school was going to mean everything got a whole lot harder.
"Guess asking Mom if I can be homeschooled is out since the first day of school starts in an hour."
Taffy put down her glitter hairbrush that sometimes doubled as a microphone.
"I wish I wasn't so nervous."
"You're not on your own, kid. You can face this," the picture seemed to coach her. "Let's come up with a goal. One goal. For day one." The photo on her mirror was cut out from a magazine. It featured a woman with long, sometimes curly, blonde hair. She was wearing a blue and gold glitter bodysuit and was holding a pale blue guitar. The background of the picture was dark, but phone lights shone around her like fireflies.
"One goal," Taffy said to herself. "Like, make one friend?"
"Yes." It felt as if the picture was smiling at her.
"I don't know," Taffy said worriedly,
looking from the photo to her own reflection in the mirror. She still had a slight tan from the summer, and the tip of her nose was pink from last weekend's sunburn. Her mom was always telling her to reapply her sunscreen. She vowed to do better. But a sunburn wasn't the issue this morning. It was her hair. She'd parted her blonde hair down the middle and made two French braids, but the right braid still looked lopsided. She was going for a look similar to Taylor's hair on the Evermore album cover. French braiding was Teffy's superpower. Girls at her summer camp requested French braids all day long, and doing hair had helped Teffy make friends.
"I did meet Brooke, Audrey, and Scarlett doing braids, and when we talked, it turned out they liked lots of the same things I did."
"See?" the picture seemed to say. She looked down at the multicolored beaded bracelets on her wrist. "In my camp era," said one. Audrey had made it for her. "Friend forever," was another. Scarlett had made one for each of them.
"Why does middle school have to be so cruel?"
"Hey, cruel." Taffy started to hum the bars to Cruel Summer as she finished tying the right braid again. Then, she started riffing on the song's melody, creating her own lyrics for a new song.
"And it's new, my homeroom class is all new, and now..."